It's late Thursday night in the town of Vernon, population slightly more than 16,000. On the apron of a dark gas station just off the main boulevard stands a white city police car hidden in the shadows waiting for traffic violators. In the right front seat is a rookie, Pat Talbert, 9 weeks on the force. Behind the wheel, his partner, Sergeant Lee Hayden, in his 10th year. Tall, sandy, crew-cut, a reluctant user of words. For Talbert, it's been a night of tedium. For Hayden, a routine traffic patrol. The score so far, 7 warnings, 2 tickets. But the night is about to erupt, about to change forever the life of Lee Hayden. Our tale of suspense, Those Against Hayden, will commence in just a moment. And now, Guy Madison stars in Those Against Hayden.
You ever wish you were a dick?
Well, their hours aren't any better.
Well, I mean criminal investigation. Well, I hear they got 3 guys working on that Lover's Lane attacker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, now there's a challenge.
You gotta look at it like it's all a challenge, Pat. Okay, there's the guy around the stop.
That looks like he's a drunk.
He sure drives that way. He's rolling a little too fast.
He isn't about to pull over.
Oh, no, mister. Now, let's not make a race out of it.
Well, he sure is, though. Yeah, he's going to try and run for it.
Get on the radio for a make on that, Pat.
Oh, wait a minute. I know that car. Well, it's Les Hastings' old man's. He just bought that about a month ago.
Call it in anyway. That guy's really moving.
Full one to control. In pursuit east on Harrison Boulevard, 1974 Grand Prix Brown, license 3 Delta 6955.
Son of a gun trying to outrun us.
My God, how fast are we going?
Almost 90. Tell them where we are. Get some help.
This is 4-1. Subject is proceeding at high speed north on Harrison past the Taylor Creek Road. Request county or state intercept.
4-1. North on Harrison, past Taylor Creek Road. Temple.
He's going to kill himself.
Well, listen, are you going to try to catch him?
You better back off. I'm going to nail him before he kills someone.
We must be doing 100. Someone's going to get killed.
Yeah, and he's pulling away. He's got to slow down for the turn by the bridge. We'll get him there.
Now he's way on the wrong side of the road.
Oh, brother, you see that? See that car coming this way? Brace yourself. Come on.
Did you see that? Did you see that? They hit.
Come on.
Get on.
Come on, all right. Get on the radio and get somebody out here. Then set the flares. Then I'm going to need you.
Lee?
Yeah.
You're late.
Yeah, I know. Just get in, okay?
Yeah, he's in bed and asleep. It's almost 2:30. What happened tonight?
Accident up by the bridge.
Oh. Bad?
Yeah, real bad. Young married couple hit head on.
Oh, Lord, how awful. What did they hit?
Well, they got hit by the guy we were chasing. Look, I'm beat.
By a guy you were chasing? Why were you chasing him?
About 6 violations, including resisting and DWI and reckless driving. Look, I'm going to go to bed, Jenny.
What happened to the other guy, the one you were chasing?
Pretty bad, real bad. I left him down at the emergency room. They don't know whether he's going to make it or not. Kid's folks out of town.
Who was he?
Kid.
Anyone I've ever heard of?
A kid named Les Hastings.
Hastings? Well, not Sybil Hastings, boy. He's in Chris's class.
I don't know.
Lee, your hands are shaking.
Are they?
And for this, they pay you $814 a month to chase 17-year-old.
Don't be dramatic.
Well, really, what if the boy dies?
My job is to enforce the law. When someone tries to outrun you, you don't know what you've got on your hand. You simply try to stop them.
What are you doing?
I'm having a drink.
Now, who in the world at 2:30 in the morning?
I'll see who it is. Yes?
Hello, Hayden. You are Sergeant Hayden?
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
You know who I am?
I don't think so.
My name's George Hastings, and I just want to ask you one thing, Sergeant. Just one thing, is it all right?
Come in.
Just tell me one thing. Were you ever 17 years old?
Yes, I was.
And were you ever confused, and scared, afraid you were going to get in trouble? And so maybe you didn't use mature judgment?
Yes, sir.
They tell me he ran a stoplight. Is that correct?
That's right.
Oh, tell me something. Have you ever run a stoplight?
Look, Mr. Hastings, I gave your boy every kind of a break. Now, I know he's...
Every kind of a break, Sergeant? Your own partner told me. You gunned up on him and practically forced him off the road. You call that a break? Your own partner was scared out of his wits the way you were driving.
Well, Officer Talbert hasn't been on many pursuits, Mr. Hastings.
Hayden, you listen to me, and listen good. Now, my boy Les has never been in one speck of trouble in his whole life, and now he's not expected to live. And there's also a lovely young couple down there in the morgue because of you and your hot rodding.
Now, look, I can...
Now, you look! My wife out in the car there is hysterical. Now, she didn't want me to come out here and see you, but... Let me tell you something, Hayden. I consider you an irresponsible coward. Intimidating innocent kids. And this town is going to make you pay for what you've done.
It's the next morning. Lee Hayden sits bolt upright across the desk from Chief Harold Waters, his hands clenched tightly under his hat on his lap to conceal the fact that they are once again shaking violently.
10 years. 10 good years. You have a very good record, Lee.
Yes, sir.
That's why we assigned Talbert to your car. I think he can learn the right way from you. Incidentally, your written report agrees with Talbert.
I see. Does it say I forced Hastings' car off the road?
Why, no.
Oh, that my driving made him scared? That's what Mr. Hastings told me last night.
Well, Hastings is pretty steamed up about the whole thing. Of course, you know, the whole question of hot pursuit is open to a lot of controversy. Every time we chase someone through town, we hear the pressure groups that think we ought to put governors on all the police cars.
But this time, there's two people dead and a kid who may die, too.
Yeah. Now, I don't know whether you're aware of it, but George Hastings is a lawyer.
That's where I've heard the name.
And the first thing this morning, he called up, wants a copy of the radio tape from last night.
You mean the police calls?
Yeah.
You going to give them to him?
Already did. Public property, once it's on the air anyway. And besides, there wasn't anything going on that shouldn't have been, was there?
No. No. What does he want with the tape?
Well, there'll be an inquest, Lee. Just tell the truth. I'll back you 100%.
Go ahead and eat, Lee. Your dinner's on the table.
Where's Chris?
Gave my permission for him to donate blood. The bus is bringing him back.
No. Seen tonight's paper anywhere?
Maybe you ought to wait till you've had dinner.
Why's that?
Oh, well. Here.
High-speed chase. Two die, Vernon youth injured.
I said you should have waited.
A police chase ended in death for a Mecklenburg couple and serious injuries to a popular Vernon High School student last night, just south of the Lorain Canyon Bridge. And what's this? They got an editorial right on the front page. How long must we tolerate hot pursuit?
Chris?
Yeah?
Your dinner's ready. Go wash up.
I'm not hungry.
Chris, come here.
Hi, Dad.
Sit down.
I don't want anything to eat.
Okay, sit down anyway.
I'd rather not.
No? Why?
You wouldn't understand.
Maybe I would.
I'm sorry, Dad.
They must have made us pretty tough on you in school today, huh?
No. It's all right.
What do you mean?
Well, I think I know what you're going through. It was that way for me, too. All around here all day.
What are you talking about?
Oh, it's the supermarket. You'd have thought I had leprosy. The woman at the cleaners was downright rude to me. Nobody's much as rung the phone today.
Yeah. That's like at school. Well, you'd think I was the one who...
Well, go on. You're paying for what your old man had to do, is that it?
I'm going over to Jerry.
You stay right here for a minute. Now, what are they saying to you at school?
It doesn't matter.
They're saying your father's a killer, is that it?
Lee! Go on over to Jerry's, Chris, and don't be late. Look, I'm sure you hate yourself, Lee. It's written all over your face. But don't take it out on Chris. I know what he's been going through. I'll get it. Eat your dinner. It's getting cold.
Hello? Yes, he's right here. It's for you.
Hello?
Hayden, this is Chief Waters.
Yes, Chief.
Something's just been brought to my attention, Sergeant. Mr. Hastings is here in my office.
Oh?
I've been listening to the tape of your radio call when you requested assistance. Talbert was able to give the dispatcher the license number of Mr. Hastings' car.
Oh?
And we have your own statement, as well as Talbert's, that you were reaching speeds of between 80 and 100 miles an hour at that time.
Yes, sir.
Well, as Mr. Hastings points out, it was dark. And for Talbert to be able to correctly read a license plate, you must have been not much more than 75, 100 feet behind the Hastings car. Now, that constitutes a pretty dangerous situation, Sergeant. Tailgating at speeds like that...
Well, I was hoping to overtake him, to pass him.
I know. But this opens some doubt as to the wisdom of the way you drove. Sergeant, I'm placing you on suspension as of right now, pending a full investigation.
But I was only doing my duty. Chief, you said you'd back me 100%.
Yes, I did. Until I learned this. And one other thing. Mr. Hastings contends when he came to your home following your shift, you were drinking.
On my own time, yes. I just poured myself a drink.
Well, we can get into that in the investigation.
If he was saying I was drinking on duty...
Well, we'll get into that later. For now, I think it's best for everybody concerned if I put you on suspension. All right, Hayden?
All right, Chief.
It's Saturday afternoon, Lee Hayden's first full day of suspension from the Vernon Police Department. The stony silence between Hayden and his wife is broken at last when Pat Talbert, Hayden's young partner, drives up in his own car.
Lee, can I see you for a minute?
Sure, come on in. I don't know if you've ever met my wife. Virginia, this is Pat Talbert. I've told you about him. My wife, Virginia.
Hello, Pat.
Oh, nice to meet you, Mrs. Hayden.
Go ahead, sit down.
Thanks. I wanted to come over and say I'm sorry about...
You don't have to be sorry about anything.
Well, what are you going to do?
Do?
Well, I mean, you were only doing what you had to do. I guess I didn't help much by reporting the license number. Now, I told him I have unusually good vision. It wasn't that you were too close to him.
Look, just knock it off, will you?
Lee, try to be civil at least.
Well, anyway, I just wanted you to know that I'm going to help you fight it.
I'm not going to fight it. If 10 years on the force with a perfect record doesn't mean anything to the city, then they can chuck the whole thing. First time my high-powered lawyer leans on City Hall, they cave in. Oh, I can understand Hastings' feelings.
Chris? What happened to you?
Nothing.
Lee, his face is covered with blood.
What?
Just forget it, will you?
You hurt, Chris?
I said forget it.
He's been fighting.
Look, just let me go clean up.
What was the fight about, Chris?
Nothing.
Don't give me that.
Look, will you get off my back, please?
He never gets into fights. Of course, maybe he never had anything to fight over until now.
What's that supposed to mean?
Maybe I'd better...
Chris, was it about this Les Hastings thing?
Chris?
Well, I'm not going to have anyone saying things about my dad when everyone knows Les Hastings is stoned half the time.
Stoned?
How do you know that?
Well, everybody knows it. He's on uppers. Amphetamine.
Hey, if he was on uppers when he was driving, that could be why he drove the way he did.
Yeah.
Come to the bathroom, Chris. Oh, Lord, I hope your nose isn't broken.
Chris, I appreciate what you were trying to do. I guess if my son can do some fighting for me, I can do some fighting on my own. Maybe you've given me something to fight with. It's Albert. You want to help?
Well, you know I do.
Then, you go down to the impound yard. Go through Hastings' wrecked car with a whisk broom and tweezers.
Oh, what am I looking for?
Little colored capsules. Pills. Oh, and get someone as a witness to where you got them. If you get them. I've got to go down to the station.
Well, what for?
When you're suspended, you turn in your badge and your gun. Here they are, Chief.
I don't like this any better than you do, Lee.
Sure.
Now, don't worry. I'll take good care of these things until you pick them up again. Now, you appreciate. I only did what I had to do.
Yes, sir. Just like I did Thursday night. Honey, I stopped off at the market. How's Chris? That's good. Anything you want me to bring home? Loaf of white bread. Huh. Okay, anything else? Okay. What? Yeah, I see what you're talking about. They pretend they don't see me. I'm getting a cold shoulder from people I've known for years. Well, listen, what the heck? If they don't want our trade, we can shop somewhere else. Yeah, I'll be home in a minute. Goodbye, honey. All right, loaf of white bread. Well, hello, Charlie. Same to you, fella. White bread. Well, here it is.
Stop him! Stop that man! He wants a sword!
He's got a gun!
Hey, Hayden! See him, Hayden! He's got a gun!
All right, down, everybody! Get down on the floor! Halt! Halt where you are! I'm a police officer!
No, you don't. Give me that gun!
You get away from me! I'll blow your head off!
Give me that gun!
You're in the same room where the Hastings boy was. We moved him out of intensive care this morning.
He's doing better, huh?
Well, I'd better. Of course, now that we know he had a history of heavy amphetamine usage.
How'd you find that out?
Your partner tipped us off, and then the kid admitted it.
Can I see him, Doctor?
Sure. Come on in, Mrs. Hayden.
Lee, I love you.
That's pretty good medicine.
Your husband's been lucky. The slug caught him about 2 inches away from a major artery. But he's going to be fine.
Hear that, honey?
They have room for me in here?
Chief.
I'll be right outside, Lee.
Lee, the whole town's talking about how an unarmed officer risked his life to bring down an armed robbery suspect.
Oh?
Been on the radio. Oh, I got a phone call a few minutes ago from Hastings. He learned his son was high on speed when you started chasing him. He's dropping all charges.
Chief, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to change these dressings, and I'll have to ask you...
Oh, that's fine. I'm just leaving. See if I can work quick as you can make it, Sergeant. Oh, where can I leave these?
What have you got?
Well, it's what you left with me this morning.
Oh, the gun and the badge. Put them right here.
Why, we can't have those things in the...
Put them right here.
Right there. We'll be all right.
See you, Sergeant. And hey, make it snappy.
Against Hayden featured Guy Madison as Sergeant Lee Hayden, with Kim Bennett as Pat Talbert, Pat French as Virginia Hayden, Kevin McLean as Chris, Mel Vale as the Chief, Douglas Young as Hastings, and John Holgren as the Doctor. Crisis is written and produced by yours truly, Jim French.